Welcome to the Self-Publishing School Podcast. This is the podcast to listen to if you're an aspiring writer or an author who wants to be more successful. On this show, you'll learn how to write and launch a book successfully, all from the top authors and people just like you who are doing it at the highest level. I'm your host, Chandler Volt, the founder of Self-Publishing School, the author of the book called Published, and the CEO of selfpublishing.com. For free training on how to publish a book that sells 10,000 copies, go to selfpublishing.com/free training. Hey, Chandler Bolt here, and joining me today is January Donovan. January is the founder of The Woman's School and The Wholeness Coaching School. She's been training women for over 20 years, and in under 3 years, she built a multi-million dollar business, reaching thousands of students across 40 countries. She's the mom of 8 kids and the author of her brand new book. I've got it here. It's called Redefine Success for Women. I'm especially proud of this book because we helped with it, which is pretty fun. And it looks amazing. She did an awesome job with this book. And so today we're going to talk about, hey, how can you write a book that grows your business? How can you do it while being a mom, while being busy, while having a lot of stuff going on? I got a bunch of questions. I think this is going to be a really fun one. And so January, welcome. Great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. The book is possible because of everything that you've done for me. So I'm very grateful to be here.
So I guess first and foremost, why write a book while raising 8 kids and running a 7-figure business? I think to some people, that's like, that sounds absolutely crazy. Why'd you do it? And I guess why a book to grow your business?
Yeah. So, you know, if I were to look back, I would have written a book sooner. I think it would have really leveraged the business faster because it brings in all of everything that we'll believe in one book. So to me, it was having something tangible to say, this is what we do in our business. This is what we believe in. And I don't have to do a lot of explaining. It's all in one place. So that was one, you know, and we've got, you know, 350 coaches. It really made their life so much easier because everything we believe in is one book and one little book that you can just say, here, it's an Amazon. So it was a no-brainer. I want to do it. It took me a while to actually get the time, but I actually really commit to it. And I think that was where your team helped me. Mom of 8, you know, the biggest beautiful thing that happened here was when I committed to it, my children saw me walked my journey of I'm committing to it. I only have 1 month to write my outline and one month to write my book. And they saw me like literally say, listen, I need you to take care of the little ones while mommy fulfills her call right now to write this book. And then I wrote the book and I read the manuscript. I wrote in a month and I literally would do 14 hours a day. And I had to throw it away because it was so bad, Chandler. I couldn't put anything. So they saw me fail. They saw me recommit again. And they saw me like, so to me, I can't teach them that. They had to really, I had to model that for them. And then to do it in joy. Like it wasn't stressful. Yes, it was a lot of work and a lot, but it was, they saw the joy of fulfilling a purpose. So it was for the business, life-changing, but really for my family, it was transformative in their ability to actually pursue their dreams.
That's cool. Life-changing for the business, transformative for the family. That's amazing. I want to get into a lot of the business stuff later, but I guess first, any practical tips for moms who are wanting to write a book? How'd you make the time? How'd you find the time? Like anything that worked well or that you think would be helpful for other moms?
Yeah. Number one, accountability, period. My coach, Brett, which I love, through self-publishing school said, you have a month to do it. And so I, like a good student, said, really, are you sure? It's like a month. And so having that accountability, number one, is hands down the best thing. Number two, when you're committing to something this big, you literally look at every part of your life and design it for that season where you're like, I have 1 month. I need to do 10 hours a day. What does my home help look like? What does my, you know, my own nutrition look like? I needed to eat healthy so I can focus on the book. What does my date night look like? What does every part? And, you know, the woman's school, we look at every part. We call it arena of woman's life. So I needed to redesign my month on a very practical level to be very strategic about the time I was investing. And so that, you know, food's still on the table. kids are still happy. Date night's still happening, in spite of the fact that I was pulling 10 hours and we would have date night and I would go in my office and Ryan, we would do like 2 hours of date night and we would buy food and then he would help me. Like, if you're very intentional about it and you're committed to not compromising parts of your life, you can not only write a book, but write a book in joy and in peace. And the journey is just as great as the reward of actually achieving it.
That's awesome. You talked about rearranging your calendar. Anything practical there or things that was there anything that you're like, all right, I'm going to stop doing this for a month or I'm going to need help with this for a month? Yeah. Like anything?
Yes. There that you recommend? On a very practical level, I told my children, all hands on deck, you're in charge. I'm writing a book. So they really had to step up. Like, you know, I needed them to put the kids to bed. So everybody had to step up. I needed to write the menu for a whole month. As a matter of fact, I told my children to write a menu for a whole month. My team knew I was out of pocket. So, you know, it really forces you to say, leverage, you're doing this. So on a very practical level, I sort of planned what the whole month was, where I was away, down to the menu, down to I was eating, down to... And I think that took 2 hours of just very strategic planning, and it kind of took care of what my month looked like. Working backwards is the most important thing that I always say. I'm like, if we needed to want this book done by X, Y, and Z, then by December 2nd, this needs to be done. On a very practical level, like you, when you give yourself a deadline and a time and you saying that's all you have, it's always amazing how much you get done. And generally that was from you. I remember sitting down, I went to, you know, the book writing session, which I didn't think I was going to be able to write that book. I was just thinking about writing it. And I remember you said, well, I told myself I was going to write a book by December. I wrote it in September. And so I did. I was like, who does that? People who have no kids, maybe? I literally said that. And I'm like, that can't happen to me. Like, I've got 8 kids. I'm running. And it was a decision. And then Brett came along with an accountability to back up my decision, which I don't think would have happened if I didn't have that accountability.
That's great. I love the intentionality around the planning out the month. And I think, yeah, just really, I mean, it's a big takeaway for everyone, right? It's definitely a short-term sacrifice, yeah, but you're creating an asset that will live forever.
Yeah.
And that's an asset that will be a part of your impact. It'll be a part of your legacy. And in your case, you know, you said, hey, I've got 350 coaches. Like, now they can use this as the manual. This is bringing in customers. This is helping the customers that you have. I mean, it's leveraged impact by creating the time to do it. So that's really cool. Let's talk briefly. How'd you find out about us at selfpublishing.com? And then why'd you decide to work with us?
Okay, so I'm going to answer that question in a hot minute. Redefining success for women, it's kind of like walking my journey. Like, the whole story of redefining success is that it's not just about the achievement, it's the journey to getting there. So I actually walk that process, Chandler, when I teach women. So it was really neat to just not write a book of teaching it, but really I walk the journey without realizing it in that 3 months. So anyways, I'm just putting it out there that it's possible for women. Okay, so how did you find us? So 5 years ago, I was, you know, trying to pursue a dream of writing a book, and I have trained women for 20 years. And at that point, I did it for free for 15 years. I never really charged a dime. I didn't know how to build a business. I wasn't in it for the business. I was in it because I just believed in it. And so I was so like, I'm done with women. And so I went into, how do I help raise family? And so I kind of tried to run away from my call, because I didn't want to build a business. That's the honest truth. And so I then wrote a book for children, script book, because I was training my kids in mindset. And so I found you because I don't know if I heard your story of you were doing something fun and you realized people wanted to know how you actually got a bestseller on Amazon. And so I bought your course and followed it to a T, like a good student. I am a good student. And we achieved bestseller status. And I am like an immigrant who didn't really learn how to write. So it was really kind of phenomenal. I remember carrying that book. I followed your training to a T with Ryan's help, my husband. And I remember that moment where like, oh my gosh, like this is achievable. So that's actually how I learned about you. So I've always kind of learned about you, but then anyways, I pivoted and found my call and built a business. And so you left a voicemail. It was a voicemail to everyone and say, hey, I'm coming in, writing a book live. will you do it? And I was like, oh, this is my opportunity to actually write a book that I wanted to write for the business, but never really thought I had the time. Honestly, I didn't have the time. That was the honest truth, because you're running a business, you're, you know, raising children. And so I thought, I'm going to commit to just going there to write a book for the weekend. That was my intention. Mm-hmm. And that one phone call opened the door for that one yes. And in that weekend, I committed to your coaching program that I don't think I would have written a book without it. That's my honest truth. Mm-hmm. And so I think, yeah, that's how I heard about you. And that's why I believe in it, because it works. I'm a walking product of why it worked for me.
Yeah, that's cool. And cool to see that here, because I didn't even know the earlier part about you working with us back in the day. I guess the first time we met was the in-person event, right? The Get Published workshop, where we're trying to write a rough draft in a weekend. And you brought your team to that event. And then we've worked with you and then worked with your team on, I think, two books simultaneously. So what was the thought process behind having your team work with you? How did you do that? I think if I'm not mistaken, you had someone on your team write a separate book, and then you wrote two books separately that you're both using those books to grow the business. But like, what was the thought process behind that? And how have you, anything that you would recommend for other business owners who are thinking about working with their team to write a book?
Yeah, I just think that I teach women how to build a business. From a woman who ran away from trying to build a business, I now teach women to build, you know, six figure business initially in that first year. So the reason why I encourage our team is because I really believed I knew it was going to be a game changer. So I don't think it's just for me to write a book. I really want to encourage all our coaches to write a book. I also wanted to encourage our team. So the thought process was, everybody needs to write a book. Because if I were to look back, I would have written it sooner. So I gave them sort of the opportunity to kind of do it sooner than I did. I think it makes business a whole lot easier, in a sense that you're able to really give them a packaged product of what you do, what you think. So that was my thought process, is that everybody in the team should write a book.
And so has that book published as well? I think it was Chantal that?
Chantal. No, not yet. We're not yet. It's because we're re-strategizing. So we have a coaching program. So we run the woman's school, the man's school, and the woman's school in Espanol, and then the wholeness coaching school. So our business grew kind of exponentially faster than we could sort of keep up with writing a book. And so we're just trying to figure out, where do we focus our energy? Let's, you know, figure out our resources and time to put in one book, and then build into the coaching brand, because we want to kind of pull into our school. So we have a school and then a coaching school. So that's sort of the next thing in the docket.
And so the thought is, write targeted books that are around a subject that leads to a specific business or sub-business unit that you have?
I would say so. And that, from this experience, I've been really inspired. So I, you know, I'm about ready to launch a postpartum course and a pregnancy course. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to write a book right alongside it. Just a mini sort of version book. So now that you've taught me how to do it once, and your team, then it's just a matter of just producing it. So it's like teaching, you taught me how to fish, and now we're just, I'm like, I'm not going to write a course without a book anymore. That's so silly. I should, you know, I literally just this Q1 wrote a course on women's fulfillment that was alongside the book. And I wrote a workbook that was sort of like a book right alongside it. So it really opened doors of possibilities of sort of what you jump started.
That's awesome. And yeah, because for anyone who has created a course, you've written a book, you just didn't know it yet. I mean, the chapters, the sections are the lessons, the modules, the videos. And that's what's beautiful about the whole thing is the course can feed the book sales feed the course sales. And it's kind of this symbiotic relationship where you're also allowing people to learn in the way that they learn best. Right.
Yeah.
So if someone says, hey, I'd read the book, well, then they might go on to work with you. How have you seen that play out in your business?
Oh, tremendous. So I'm a really good student. Can you tell? So you, and you're sitting there, you're like, write your best thing, whatever your course is, put it all in the book and put all your best stuff in the book. And that was sort of an aha for me. I was sitting there on June 3rd And so when I wrote the book, I'm like, well, Chandler said, you write, basically you almost write a summary of your book, right? And you put your best stuff. So that's what I did. So the, we, you know, we have a course that's, this course is what's taken us to 40 countries, this one course alone. So it's silly to think that we don't have a book around it. So I literally just wrote the book. Then now it's leading people to the course, but not only that, it's leading people who are interested in our coaching program, you know, to the coaching program, because the book is really the entry point that's allowing them to kind of see. So it really is sort of creates a great funnel of awareness. But not only that, like the podcast that's opened up for it, the speaking engagement, you know, that sort of opened up. It was really, you can't not write a book is what I'm saying. If you're in business, I just think it's a really missed opportunity. And it, I think you're working harder without it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know, the book brings leverage to the impact that you're trying to make and the work that you're doing in the business. Hey, Chandler Bolt here. I hope you're loving this episode so far. It's time to go from inspiration to implementation. All right. So if you've learned something, we want to help you implement what you've learned with your book. So what I want you to do right now is go to selfpublishing.com/schedule, book a publishing consultation with one of the experts on my team. We'll talk about your goals for your book, your dreams, your challenges, your next steps, and we'll start putting together a plan. All right, so go to selfpublishing.com/schedule, book a call with the team. Let's see how we can help with your book. It's time to implement. I want to talk more about business growth from the book here in just a second, but let's zoom in briefly on the launch. So how did you launch this book successfully? And for those who aren't watching on the YouTube channel, I'm holding up her book, Redefine Success for Women. So how did you launch this book successfully, and any tips for business owners or moms launching a book?
So I followed your marketing. And so when we did the Accelerate program, I remember you said the best thing that we do is write a book, but then also afterwards, the second best thing to do is actually really help you market the book. So we created a launch team, just like you said. And, you know, and to be honest with you, we didn't have the time, because it was sort of fast, because somehow we do things fast, and it was just a month for me to write a book and launch it, but it still worked. It's still, you know, your team helped us. They went above and beyond to make sure we met our deadline. I had a speaking engagement with John Maxwell and Ed Milet, and we really wanted that book done by that weekend. So they went above and beyond to help us get those done and the dates. And we sort of squeezed what you taught us into a shorter version timeframe, got a launch team, get the reviews, and, you know, get that bestseller status. It's a very strategic thing. And I think that, I don't know how you'd know to do that any other way. I know, unless we would have known that process through your coaching or your coaches. So
I'm assuming you had a launch team probably with some of your customers.
Yep.
You know, that's obviously one of the big things that we teach. Is there one or two other things that you did that you feel like moved the most books as part of the launch?
I think we just mobilized our, you know, we have 40,000 people in our database, and we just invited them to say, this is, we just shared it. The other thing I think is that we shared it with some influencers who were able to sort of share it. That would probably was one of the things that we did. Yeah, I think that whole process was a lot of learning, but I think it's simple. You just need to know what to do. And especially when you hit the best-selling status, you know, it's like once you have it, you kind of have it, right, for life. It's like you've achieved that best-selling status. And so I think knowing what to do is a key ingredient. And I think you've got lots of that in your course.
Yeah, training. For sure.
No, it's also in the book.
Sure. Yeah. Well, because as you alluded to, I mean, one of my core philosophies is give away all of your best stuff for free, and people will pay you to tell it to them again.
Right? Did say that.
So make the book great. And if you're going to, and this is, I think, really important takeaway for anyone thinking about, you know, the course to book or book to course, that whole model and process, is make the book great. and so great that people will say, wow, this was really helpful. I want to work with January. I want to work with Chandler. I want to work with the author of this book, right? And but you do that not by making your book a glorified sales pitch, but by giving away great stuff and some of your best stuff. And then, of course, they're going to be able to go more in depth in your course. Or, of course, they're going to be able to get more help from working with you one-on-one or in a group setting through your coaching. But in my opinion, and not even just in my opinion, I think I've just seen this play out as fact, is people are more likely to work with people when it's a great book. You see, this is really helpful. And now I learned all this stuff and I kind of don't want to do it all myself. So I'd rather just pay you and get your help, right? So you alluded to this a second ago. You said, hey, I got that speaking gig with Ed Mylett and John Maxwell, and that motivated you to get the book done so it could be ready by the time of that conference. How'd you get that speaking gig? And then how did you kind of use that as a motivator to get your book done?
You know, it's connecting with people. That's how we got the speaking gig. It's connecting with the people. And as you know, you want to be able to have the conversations with the people who are actually building the business. So that's really how we got it. And somebody sort of say, hey, would you like to be? So I think you need, if you're out there in business, one of the things that I'm an introvert. So I don't necessarily like to always sort of be networking. It's just something that it's a bit more of a challenge for me, especially because I have 8 kids, but there's really no way around it. You know, you have to connect with people. And so doors open when you connect with people. And I think the one thing that I really realize in business, Chandler, is generosity. So what I mean by that is you get your best stuff in the book, people will give it right back to you. You know, when you give, you receive. It's the same thing with connecting with people. When you are generous with people and you connect people, and we realize that's just the best way for people to also want to work with you. It's just that generous heart. And sometimes in business, especially when you're starting, it's easy to feel this scarcity and be like, I'm not going to share my good stuff. Or, I'm not going to connect with these people. I'm not going to. And it's the quickest way to actually fizzle out in business. And what I find, generous, the most successful people in business are the ones that are generous in spirit. And they're just not afraid to share the best stuff, connect people with people. And I just love that spirit, I think. And I think that's something that it's benefited us in business.
Cool. You talked about, I want to cue in on one thing, and I got a couple more questions about using the book to grow your business. So one takeaway I think from this that I've just, now I'm seeing, there's a pattern here, is for people who are writing a book, what is an anchor point or an event in your life that you can anchor to that will cause you to get the book done by that date, right? For you, it was that important speaking gig. I've seen multiple people, they're like, hey, I've got this event. I've got this speaking gig. For some people, it's like, I've got a due date and I'm about to have a baby. And so I need to get this book done before I have a kid. Whatever that thing is in your life, find that event that you know will be motivating for you and then work backwards from that event. I want to touch on a little bit more on the business piece. So obviously it hasn't been too long since you've launched the book at the time of recording this interview. What's it been? 2 months?
Is 2 months. Yeah. Okay. 2 months.
2 months. So what are the biggest wins, tangible wins for your business in those 2 months already from the book?
I think podcast opportunities with people that are, you know, have great audiences, because automatically we give them the book, like you said, and share with them. So I would say doors of connection are open. We're now going to a speaking tour. So actually this is a huge thing. I forgot to mention. So the book is based on our course, and a lot of people from the book, really what we said, well, why don't you go around the country and doing a book tour workshop? So we kind of gave birth, sorry, that's my language, to this crazy idea of doing a workshop tour around the country where I'm basically taking a part of the book and teaching people how to design their life. So from the book, people were asking, can you do a live workshop on the book? So now we are planning this for the year, which is huge because I was not intending that at all pre-book. Like And then when people wrote, when the women were read the book, they said, can you do this? And so that's probably the two biggest thing that was born out of it is now we're going to go around the country and share the book. And also Barnes & Noble opened up. We got our, we've got a book signing coming up in Barnes & Noble. So, I mean, we're just 2 months in. It's funny that you say that because I'm like, it seems like so many things have happened. A lot of things, you know, but it's really just kind of 2 months in and we're just starting to just even market the book. Like really, we're just getting into like, we just had our meeting and like, okay, the dust has settled because we've had a couple live workshops and speaking. And now, you know, our goal and what you said that it's like, it's not one and done. The book continues to be leveraged if you make it so. So now what's the strategy for this year, right? What's the strategy for next year? So that's what we're working on right now is now the book, you know, once the dust is settled, how do we continue to use this book to reach more people? And you said it in our podcast, you're like, well, you give away the book and every home, it's like, what is it? Paint, you want to paint the house,
yeah,
you know,
the earth is published. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do with my book. Yeah. Just give it away everywhere at speaking gigs, at your customers everywhere.
Yeah. And I just think, wow, that's again, another form of generosity. And I told our team that the other day, like I said, I'm a good student, Chandler. I take notes. And I was like, well, we just need to switch our strategy because I'm not, Chandler's the expert. We do what he's doing. So how do we use this book to really not just, you use it to build a business, but if you really believe in a product, I believe in the work that I do. I believe in helping women design a fulfilling life. Whether they buy it or not, I want it in their home. You know, like you said, like I want them to be able to use this and I trust that they're going to know that we're an expert in this field and they're going to come back when the time is right. So
that's great. And I love that you're taking the approach that we teach, which is in the, even though we teach it, a lot of people ignore it, which is the 1 year launch, not the 1 week launch. Yeah. So many people focus all of their effort on launch week and not launch year. And so I love that you're two months in and you're saying, hey, we're really just getting started marketing the book because that's the way it should be, in my opinion. And it's how you go from that Toyota Camry or the Lamborghini launch where it's a flash in the pan, it's sexy, it's fun, but then, you know, it's exhausting and it's gone, right? Yeah. You use up all this fuel and launch week is gone and then it just sits on the shelf, doesn't sell, right? But instead you're taking the 1 year launch in that Toyota Camry approach, which is how do we keep this book selling long-term? Which I think is awesome.
It goes back to the goal, I think, Chandler. Sorry. Mm-hmm. It's a goal. Like if you're in business for a short spurt and you're not really thinking strategically, it's easy to think about a one launch and get excited and then run. But if your goal is to build a, you know, a business that's going to last, that's really sustainable through different seasons of business, and we don't have a choice but to think about it more on a yearly basis. So I think that I'm not in it for a quick, I'm in business. I'm in this because I really believe in this work for, I'll probably be doing it for the rest of my life. So you have to think in decades and you have to think. So I think it goes back to what your goals are in business.
Completely agree. Play the long game, not the short game. What was the most helpful part of working with us in the Author Advantage Accelerator program?
Oh, gosh. That's a good question. It's a hard question. I don't know. Maybe accountability. Accountability. But I think it'd be, people can write a book, but maybe can you write a book that's going to be strategically leveraged? I think what you're offering in the training is what's valuable because I know people have written a book and it's one and done and they don't know how to market it. And it's almost a wasted, it's not a wasted book, but in some degree, if you don't know how to leverage the book, then it could be the best kept secret book. So I think the way you strategically teach your course to launch it to podcast, to launch it to speaking. I think your training is pretty amazing, honestly. And I think you've done, I know that you're a student to a lot of these things. So I came back from that author book work weekend and I had to write a webinar and I literally followed your webinar to a T. And so I think the portal of all the courses that you have is very valuable.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Cause did you use the PR and speaking training?
Everything.
And
yeah. I was doing it in the hotel on my way out in the airport. And I was like, well, you know, and I've written, hundreds and hundreds of, at this point, thousands of webinar channels. Like, it's not like I'm a newbie to this, you know, but I went back and I did your stuff and I'm like, well, I'm going to follow this great, you know, framework. So it was familiar to me, but it also, there had all these different great ways of you, I think, that puts in your unique spin. I just think the training is valuable if somebody is listening here. Yeah, the nuances.
Did it work better?
Pardon me?
Did it work better? How'd it go? How'd the training go?
It was great. I mean, I use it to basically, we do webinars all day long. So I love the way you did it. It was, I think your delivery, the one thing I really enjoy about working with you so far, Chandler, is the genuineness that you, I think, come across. That makes a huge difference. So I love the way you were so genuine in the way you deliver the webinar, because I actually saw you deliver the webinar and then I saw you teach it. So,
right.
You know, I think that makes
sense. Yeah, the experience it and then the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
What I might do if I were you is if you haven't already, is send people on your team who do trainings and webinars through that training.
That's a great idea.
That's what we do, because we have a bunch of internal speakers that they'll go speak at events, they'll do webinars. Mm-hmm. And so it's literally that training is what we send our internal speakers through.
That's a great idea.
Do you craft a talk that converts? Mm-hmm. How do you set up your slides? What are presentation tips? Like, what are all those things to make those webinars convert?
Oh, thank you for that. I'm going to do that. I literally followed it to a T, Chandler. It was like slide per slide. I'm like, I need to find a picture of my house. I need to find a picture. I saw a picture of the house that you were thinking of buying, you're fixing up, where there was this tree. You probably remember I'm talking about that you were trying to get rid of this tree in the lesson. Yep. So anyways, I'm a good student. That's probably my best asset, is I'll just follow things to a T. And so thank you for sharing that. We'll do that with our team.
Of course. Last couple questions I have. One is, so I remember us having a conversation at the Get Published kind of in-person workshop. And you're like, man, I don't know, should I do this? Should I not? Should we work together? I got a lot going on. And is this really going to help? And I would imagine that a lot of people listening to this podcast or who have ever thought about working with us probably ask those same questions. So what's kind of your, on the being on the other side of that, any takeaways or things that you would share for people who are thinking about working with us?
I'm a massive action taker, which is what took us to 40 countries in 3 years. So when people are hesitating, you're just holding yourself back, you know? And so my decision was I knew what the decision I needed to make. To be honest, I needed to sell my husband on the decision, because, you know, we build a company together. So, and he understands it. So if anybody here is listening and you're going, I don't know, at the end of the day, you're never going to know. And there's never going to be a right time. And if there's a woman who can write a book in a month with 8 kids running multiple business, like, it's not only possible, it's, you can do it without losing your hair or your peace of mind. So if you commit to that decision and you strategically design your life to be able to honor the decision, you're going to be a different woman after you write that book, or man or woman who was listening here. So, you know, the hesitation holds us back, and you know that, right? And even if, you know, you go into it, there's always so much wisdom and knowledge you learn from just taking action, period. So I just don't hesitate. And people that hesitate, I think you lose, you know, you lose opportunities out there. So
that's great.
That's my only advice. I'm like, just take action. Just jump.
Yep.
And you jump before you're ready. You know, it wasn't in our budget. I'll tell you that. I'm like, I came in there and I was like, I'm just going for the weekend. And you know, you have your budget for the business. And I walked out of there and I was like, well, we're just going to put it in the budget and figure it out. So you make it work.
That's cool. So obviously, you know, kind of it's fun to look at this now, because we're at the time of recording this almost a year.
Not really. A year,
9 months maybe, from when you attended that workshop. And then that was just the catalyst. And now you've got the book done and all that stuff. And so we've obviously got our big conference, virtual conference, Author Advantage Live, where I think a lot of people are going to walk a similar path that you've walked, where it's okay, they show up, they get inspired, and then some people take action, some people decide to work with us. You're going to be sharing some things and part of your journey at that workshop, or sorry, at that live event. You want to give us a sneak peek at some of the stuff you might be sharing, and any advice for people who are thinking about attending that event?
Yeah. So sneak peek, I just want to share how the book really helps us build our brand, but not just a brand for business, because maybe there's somebody out there that's not building a business, but a brand for your life. I think that's important to understand. Like, the book that I wrote was helpful for my business, but equally as helpful to my family. So whether you're in business or not, if you are thinking of writing a book, it's because that desire is there for you to give birth to. Like, our desires reveal our call, you know, call to write the book in that particular season. So I want to share sort of that journey, what that looks like, but why it's so important for you to build your brand. And why should you attend? Because if you don't take action to that desires in your heart, it's going to feel yucky. I mean, that's the honest truth. You know, if you're thinking of writing a book and you have that urge and you're like here listening because there's some inkling interest and you don't move and take action, you're going to feel the burden of unmet potential and unmet desires. And I know that because I've trained thousands of hundreds of thousands of women who ignore their desires, and they wake up one day and they're resentful and they compare others with other people who've done what they've loved to do. So you can't afford not to take action to just see if, you know, this idea of writing a book is even possible. Because that's, for me, even though I wanted to write a book, I wasn't even thinking of making that sort of leap in that first year. I thought, well, let me just open the door a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then that one action led to the next door opening, to the next door opening. You don't have all the answers. You just need to take the first step.
Yeah, that's cool. And then we came running in and kicked down the door and said, we're doing this. Yeah,
pretty much. You're jumping. That's kind of what you did. And I'm grateful for it. And I thought it was crazy at that moment, to be honest. Yeah. You know, we were just launching our coaching and refilming everything. I had just got done refilming our whole entire masterclass. I mean, it just was sort of like, there's no way, there's no time. And that's why I think that coaching is priceless. And I just want to, you know, Brett has been, that's my coach. And they said, we're going to find you the best coach. I'm like, yeah, please find me the best coach, because I really need help. And they did. You sort of matched me and said, I think we've got the best person for you. And he has been really just great to work with. Yeah. And he's sort of pushed me, matter of fact, because that's kind of what I needed. I'm like, no, all these, you know, you just need an outline in January. That's it. Period. You can talk all you want. You just need to produce.
Yeah. That's great. And that author to coach match kind of pairing is I feel like is super important. Well, guys, if you're thinking about joining us for Author Advantage Live, go to authoradvantagelive.com, grab a ticket. They won't be on sale for much longer, and depending on when you're watching this. So grab a ticket. It's a live virtual experience, so you can watch it from home. You don't have to fly anywhere. It's 3 days. It's in June this year. You can find all the details at authoradvantagelive.com. As we get closer to the event, the prices of the tickets go up. So grab a ticket and show up, and you'll get to learn from January some more and some other awesome speakers at the event that you're not going to want to miss. So go to Author Advantage Live, grab a ticket. We hope to see you there. January, this has been awesome.
Thank you
really,
so much.
Really fun. Where can people go to find out more about your book, to buy your book, to check out more about what you're up to?
Great. The book is on Amazon, Redefine Success for Women, Proven Blueprint to Design a Fulfilling Life. And then you can find me at thewomanschool.com or Instagram, January Donovan, or The Woman School. So,
boom, there's the book right there. Find it, grab a copy. It's a thick book.
It is. It's 350 pages. I couldn't believe it.
Lots of good stuff in there. January, I'm excited for your talk at Author Advantage Live, and excited to just keep cheering you on and helping you with this book and with your business. It's been really, really inspiring to see, and really inspiring to be a part of. So thank you for everything.
Thank you. I'm grateful for y'all.
Thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode of the Self-Publishing School Podcast. I know there's so many places that you could be spending your time. There's other podcasts that you could be listening to, YouTube channels that you could be watching. So thank you so much. It means the world. Now, I want you to do three things right now if you found this episode helpful. All right. Number one, I don't know if you know this, but we've got a YouTube channel. It's a companion channel to this podcast. All the video versions of the episode are on the YouTube channel. So number one, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Number two, if you're listening to this podcast wherever, whether this is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Number two, I want you to subscribe to this podcast right now so you don't miss a future episode. And then number three, this is probably the most important, leave a review on the podcast. All right. Reviews are super important and help this podcast get discovered by other people. So number three, leave a review on the podcast. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on the fence about scheduling a publishing consultation call with my team, maybe you're not quite ready for that, I've got some free training that I think will be really helpful for you. All right, all you have to do is go to register to sign up. Go to selfpublishing.com/free training. When you do, you're also going to get a free digital copy of my new book, Published. And on that training, you're going to learn the next step, so how to implement with your book. So how to write, how to publish, how to launch successfully. So go to register right now at selfpublishing.com/free training. I'll see you there.